TCB taking care of business. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Grove, Steve the Homer True in today with Josh DiMaggio running the show as always. Your way into the show is on the Cardinals Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. Huge day in the National Football League, less than 3 hours away from free agency beginning the legal negotiation period where teams can agree to deals with free agents. Could the Packers be in the mix on a corner or an edge rusher?
Can I have a question?
I guess so, sure.
Well, it starts when?
11 o'clock.
But it's already started, right?
No, for players that have been released, you can sign to a deal at any point. Okay. That's why, like, Devontae Adams right. agreed with the Rams because he was released by the Jets. But teams or players that were under contract and not released, and their contract's just up, they can start negotiating
this is
today.
The first, so there's been no announcement yet of something going on earlier than it should have been.
Well, when we get the inevitable 11:01 tweet that there's a deal been reached, obviously that was not done during.
But
the legal
there have been no
period.
Stories
no.
of that yet.
No.
Okay,
nothing yet. I imagine we won't see anything until 11 o'clock, but we will see stuff at 11 o'clock, which makes you wonder, how is this the legal negotiation period?
Right,
when you
no,
have
it's
a
all done,
place?
Much is done beforehand, but it's a question about whether or not anybody leaks anything out, and it is clear they're not.
I don't think there was anything last year prior to that 11 o'clock deadline. I could be misremembering.
No, there's a lot of, people link, like, the Bears have been linked to the number one center in free agency okay. pretty strongly, so if that comes down quickly... Those people had information. They
Is that in addition to the two linemen they've signed?
Correct.
Yeah, the two guards they traded for?
Okay.
They're reinventing that offensive line. Speaking of reinventing, the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday traded for wide receiver DK Metcalf. Obviously, already have George Pickens on their roster, Joshy's guy. And now today, the news from Adam Schefter is the Pittsburgh Steelers could be interested in the services of one Aaron Charles Rodgers. Could Aaron Rodgers, in year 41 of life, become the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Sure.
Boy, would that be interesting.
No, I don't care.
Well, why don't you care?
Because, he's not in the – I mean, everything is important as it relates to the Packers. It has no impact on the Packers at all, especially if he's in the AFC. So why do I care?
Because he's a fascinating fella.
Well, he is crazy.
Yes,
but if I have any fascination, is that you've seen the belief that he got significantly better at the end of last season with the premise that he had finally recovered from the Achilles and that it can take that much time. And if you are part of that group and believe that, then yes, I can see the Steelers doing it.
Do you think him and Tomlin make any sense together?
Yes, because Tomlin's in charge. At least it appears that way.
But Rodgers wouldn't mesh well in a franchise if he doesn't have any say.
That I don't know. I think he goes there knowing that Tomlin's the boss.
Okay.
And if you're Rodgers, even though he's crazy, I think he would see that's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I have said I thought that he would be picked up by a team that acquires a quarterback in the first round but doesn't want to play that quarterback.
And that could be the case
and
in
he
Pittsburgh.
Would be a perfect person for that.
Kind of a bridge the gap.
But that's not as good as Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would be a great opportunity. And
yeah, but they could still do exactly what you're talking about. They could draft somebody in the first round and, you know, later in the first round and maybe say, okay.
When we say Pittsburgh would be a great opportunity, what does that mean?
The team's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right, but at 41 years of age, does Aaron Rodgers want to be second in the AFC North?
It's important to note, Joshy DiMaggio, the world's largest Aaron Rodgers hater.
Well, also, that's fine. That's also a legitimate the most position. Accurate on his abilities for the past 5 years. If you
he won two MVPs in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I said, it seems like he's starting to taper off.
No, the two of you are having the debate that occurs in Pittsburgh in the meetings.
Yeah.
There's somebody saying exactly what you're saying, and so who wins that battle? But I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers,
that's where I want to go.
That's where I would want to go.
Yes, I think for Aaron Rodgers that would be a huge win for him, especially since he was connected to the Giants, and the Titans,
the Seahawks,
which would be embarrassing.
To the Giants, I would check to see in college football if you can get some of your eligibility back
yes.
because he didn't play. I think he would be wise to play. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers in college football would cost you probably, what, $3 million? Okay, and where could he go? How cool would that be? No, he could go now.
They said that Wisconsin could use him.
For Bill Belichick.
First of all, the marriage of Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, and Aaron Rodgers is not going to work.
Oh, that's just going to be, it's going to be cinema.
He's going to, Arthur Smith loves running the ball. They had one of the highest run rates despite being one of the least efficient teams at running the ball last year. Like, DK Metcalf and George Pickens aren't the type of guy that works with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
He likes precise route running. He likes, you're going to be where you want. Those two guys are, I'm going to beat you up then catch the football.
Correct. But Aaron Rodgers is not in a position to demand what he wants anymore.
He's not. And what I'm saying is the marriage of the offense that's coming in and the players that are there would not work for him.
Right.
It wouldn't elevate Aaron Rodgers above anything we saw last year.
And if in the meeting of the Steelers and their important people, that view wins, he's not coming.
Yeah.
Because that's clearly an opinion accurate and reasonable to not bring Aaron Rodgers in if you're Pittsburgh. And I don't know who decides. You know, I don't know that. Does Tomlin make the final decision?
I think Tomlin has a lot of pull there. I don't think he's in, like, the final decision maker.
What is the alternative for Pittsburgh?
Bringing Justin Fields back, who just posted he's in Dubai drinking coffee, by the way, moments ago. So hope he's enjoying Dubai. but that would be the alternative. Bring back Justin Fields.
Or Russell Wilson or Sam Darnold. Like, they could be in on any of those guys.
Yeah.
And you would pick all of those guys ahead of Aaron Rodgers?
Probably not Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would put Fields ahead of Rodgers.
I must like Fields more than everybody else.
What do you mean? I just agreed with you.
I know, but I'm saying I'm talking about the that would be easy.
Yeah.
At Pittsburgh, Fields is my quarterback.
Right.
Over. I don't know. So they clearly don't view it like we do.
No, they probably view the ceiling of Rodgers higher, even at 41 years old, which I would disagree with.
I also think Fields believes he might be able to get more money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Which I believe is him. Which I have a feeling might come back with not quite the answer he wanted. But I think he would be better than Aaron Rodgers in 2025.
Important to point out by Montana Mo, Benny Newsbreaker, Benny Brust from Kyle Brust and Ortman Weekdays 2 to 5.
By the way, he's right on that. You don't want to bet him.
Benny Newsbreaker reporting that the Packers and Steelers could be Aaron Rodgers and a team will play September 28th in Ireland.
Then Aaron Rodgers is relevant again.
I thought you don't care.
Again, everything is important as it relates to the Green Bay Packers. They play the Packers. Then he's relevant.
It's important. Okay.
Yes.
For that 1 week.
For that 1 week, yes. Benny Brust is...
Have you confirmed the report or what?
No, I'm just telling you, he's right.
How do you know he's right?
His sources.
Do you know his sources?
I think I do, yes.
Oh. Have you talked to his sources?
I have not. No, I don't feel like I need to do that. That's. But the Eisen part confuses me because...
So just to recap, let me set this up and then we will get your take on it. So Rich Eisen, who obviously works for the NFL Network, reported last week the Packers and Steelers will play in Ireland week 3.
Correct.
Ben Brust reported September 28th, which as now they have not officially released the league schedule, but it is anticipated that September 28th would be week 4.
Right.
But you are Team Benny.
Well, yes. And I want to emphasize the difference between 3 and 4 is...
1 week.
Right, it's irrelevant.
But Benny's scoop was the date.
Correct.
If they are to play September 21st, then Ben would be wrong.
Yes, I will go with Benny, but I won't bet a ton because Eisen works for the NFL Network.
That's correct.
So
the NFL cuts his
like
checks.
So, but, you know, the two teams are playing. They're going to play, I don't think the league has announced that yet.
They have not.
Correct. So if he's wrong by 3 days... You know, how wrong is that really? You know, because I think
you're going to love this.
Here we go. Even if Brust is wrong, he's aware that they inquired about that date.
Okay.
They tried.
Empty promises.
They tried to get that date.
Uh-huh. Empty offer.
Empty offer. And then the NFL picked Eisen's date. But it's important to know that the NFL tried to get that date, so that means that Benny is right because the effort to try is important.
That's a good point.
As far as I know, 75% correct on any test, that's a passing grade.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I'll go with Benny on this one.
Okay, I will too. I want him to be right.
But
I also want him to be wrong, though, because it'd be really funny.
Yes, because we're disputing over something that's
Doesn't really matter. Really,
I mean, if it was week three versus week 12.
The moral of the story is, even if the Packers don't play in Ireland, which it sounds like they're going to, they do have the Steelers on the schedule this year.
And they're going to play. And the difference of the two dates is, Eisen didn't give a date, did he?
No, he just said week three.
Okay.
So, regardless, they will play each other this year, no matter the location nor the date. And it sounds like it could be Aaron Rodgers versus Jordan Love, which would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
That would be very exciting to get before the end of his career. That's the ultimate point there. All right, coming up next, we will revisit Jason Wilde's article. DK Metcalf, Devontae Adams, both have new teams, neither of them coming to the Green Bay Packers, meaning the Packers did not upgrade the wide receiver position the way any of us, at least as of Friday, thought they were going to. We will revisit that, get into the wide receiver conversation once again. Coming up after this, Strofe and Homer with you, Joshy DiMaggio running the show. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Monday morning, ESPN Milwaukee.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How are you feeling, big guy, about the MRI?
It's starting to hurt now. I think I have mental issues. I really do.
Well,
gonna have to clip that for me?
Just
hold on to it?
I know, I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just, I think, it's something in my brain's telling me
something is wrong, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Monday morning. Alex Strofe, Homer with you. Joshy DiMaggio running the show as always. Your way into the show on the Cardinals Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN is your way in to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Discussing this morning the fact that Devontae Adams has signed with the Rams, DK Metcalf traded from the Seahawks to the Steelers, and according to our pal Jason Wilde, who you will hear at 9 o'clock on Wilde and Tausch, they didn't reach out about either of them. The quote in his story on channel3000.com about Devontae Adams specifically, asking a source what the contact the Packers made with Devontae Adams was, quote, none, end quote. Which seems a little irresponsible to me to not look into a proven commodity at a position that you clearly need to upgrade. Now, Homer, not thrilled about the idea of, what is it, empty offers? The thing you care about is the fact they didn't get them.
Yes. That they tried or not is irrelevant. It can be helpful to let us understand, Goody.
Sure.
That we need vertical help or, a set. But in terms of, this is the question. Would you feel any better if they had worked at it anyway on an effort from 1 to 10.
What'd you say at the beginning of the show? It doesn't matter if they bought him 18 meals.
Yes, bought him 2 Lamborghinis. Why, he's not on the team. They didn't get him. they don't want him. He doesn't want it. All of which doesn't matter. You assess someone not on their interest, but in their actions.
Do you think anything do you think it's a grudge? Do you think that had anything to do with it? The fact that Devontae wanted out of Green Bay years ago?
I would like to know because that
Goody's holding a grudge and that's why he just didn't even look into it?
Or Adams is holding a grudge. Adams could have said, I'm never playing in Green Bay ever again. We thought, at least what I've heard, was that he didn't believe in Jordan Love. Now he believes in Jordan Love.
He's talked glowingly about it, specifically with
Adams.
And
he certainly made all the right statements publicly. I think in terms of empty offers, Devontae Adams is way
top
ahead
of the list.
Of Goody. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So now you would assess what Devontae Adams says. Not that you'll matter, but it's all garbage.
Sure. But the previous reports from Jason Wilde were that Devontae Adams and his camp were open to a reunion.
Yes.
And so from my position as a Packers fan,
and they've got you believing it.
Of course they believe in it. Because I want to believe in this team as a Super Bowl team. I like Jaden Reed a lot. I like Dontavian Wicks. I like Romeo Doubs. They ain't Super Bowl good. You know who's Super Bowl good? Devontae Adams, Homer. He's Super Bowl good.
He helps him. Yes. Yes, he makes him better.
And the fact that they didn't even say, ring, 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 ring. Hey, buddy. How you been? Empty offer.
They just needed to do what Devontae said. That's what I have a goodie. Just say exactly what Devontae said. What Devontae said could be all garbage, too. He wants Packer fans to like him. Mm-hmm. I don't care about what Devontae says any more than I care about what Goody said. I care about what Devontae did.
And what Devontae did was sign with the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
But it brings me back to my ultimate point of I do not want this team to get left behind. And I'm a little bit worried that might happen over the course of the next week.
Well, if your assessment of left behind is based on the kind of things you want Goody to do that he's never done, then you're going to you're going to feel left behind.
What do you mean by never done?
What do you want him to sign a free agent for a lot of money? Never done.
He did it with Xavier McKinney last year.
Well, again, we understand that that was a weird situation. No one thought he would be available.
He has money to play with, which he typically hasn't.
Right.
And he does again this offseason. He's got more money than he's ever had. So,
no one understood why Xavier McKinney was available, other than that the Giants said, we don't value that position.
Correct.
All right. So there was and in this situation, people still clearly value the position. Yes, there's a history of all the years of Goody. Based on what you want, the way you feel now is the way you're going to feel when the season starts.
Yeah. Jamie in Orlando says, I disagree with Homer. I think if they at least made an effort to get Adams, we'd all feel a little bit better.
I know. That's why I'm telling that the one thing I've learned. I don't know Goody, but I want 30 seconds with him. Goody, do you know about empty offers? You need to do a study and just find out the players that fans like and have an assistant then tell you, and then you make it'll take you all of 30 minutes. So, then you make a phone call to every one of these situations. And then when people ask, you can say, yeah, I looked into it.
Is it a good thing that Goody doesn't give a damn what we think?
I think it is. But
I think probably more so.
It's probably a good thing.
But that to me isn't that. It's all about how you do. I mean, I think Goody is good, but he hasn't to this point been good enough.
I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on. Right, like he's been a good GM.
Right,
he's had some really good draft picks in the middle rounds.
And I think LaFleur's a good coach, but I'm not sure he's good enough. I think they got a quarterback who's good. I'm not sure he's good enough. And now I, for the first time, understand how all these teams felt when the Packers were good.
Right,
it's like you're good, so we don't care. We got Brett Favre, we got Aaron Rodgers. We're gonna kick your butt. And we're going to beat, now they only won two Super Bowls, but they were a one seed then. They were in that group. They no longer live in that neighborhood.
No. They're 7 seed.
And you want a house in that neighborhood, and I want one, but I don't know how you do it.
You got to put an offer in on the house.
Well, you got to have, somebody's got to step up and be better than they've been.
But we tried that last year.
What?
At the wide receiver position, we said, okay, they've got all these guys. They've got Watson. They've got Dobbs. They've got Reed. Right. They've got Wicks. Somebody's going to evolve into the number one receiver.
Yes.
And guess what didn't happen?
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Right, but other things improved. The defense, I mean, it's about as a team.
The answer I'm not looking for here is Homer, Steve the Homer True. What is the definition of insanity?
It's not actually what you think it is.
I know. I've never believed that line, but you think the same thing's going to happen over again.
True? That the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again.
Sure it is.
It's not real.
Why is that not real?
Because that's not a real definition.
Oh, my God.
But it's used. I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, it's a dumb guy saying.
See what I mean? He just called me dumb.
No.
He just called me dumb.
No, it's a dumb guy saying. He has not labeled you as dumb. Correct. I think you have to do a number of dumb guy sayings to qualify as dumb.
What else is a dumb guy saying?
Do you think he's dumb?
I think he has a tendency to behave like a dumb guy.
Then you don't think he's dumb.
Not all the time.
Right. Because otherwise you would just say yes.
Correct.
You are qualifying this, but we don't know if it's an empty offer.
I got you caught up now.
Yes, you do. So it just means I won't listen to anything you say.
Homer,
it's fine.
Homer, I know you're an intellectual, but I need you to drop. I need you to drop to my level a little bit.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead. I'm at your level. This attempt to make you dumb, stupid, or whatever, it's just garbage. But I'll play along.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's all I needed.
What is the question?
If the Packers,
yes.
If we did not see this report from Jason Wilde, and it was the Packers touch base on DK Metcalf and Devontae Adams, that would signal to you that the Packers are making an attempt to better their roster. To me,
it make one particular attempt. I believe they're making attempts to improve the roster. I don't doubt that for a second.
Well, they will, and we will
see. No, they are.
According to what?
Oh, now it's important what they do, not what they say. Oh, so you're saying they haven't, because they haven't done anything yet.
But no, you just said they are making attempts to better the roster.
I believe that based on the
report,
Goody.
The report today is that they did nothing to better
the
roster.
For that one player.
And DK Metcalf, both of
them. For those two players, yes. They're not the only two players available in the league.
They are by far, and you would agree with me on this, the top two targets at wide receiver that were available yesterday.
Yes.
And they didn't make attempts at that.
Correct. Their attempt to make the roster better is different than those two players. You may not agree with their approach, but that doesn't mean they're not attempting to make the roster better. They will attempt to make the roster better in the draft as well.
That is accurate.
So,
but this whole youngest team in the league thing clearly isn't going to win you a Super Bowl. I think we've seen enough evidence to say that.
Yes, but as I said, again, look at Philly. They had a problem at cornerback. They solved that problem with two rookies.
So when you tell me Goody is good, but might not be good enough, and LaFleur is good, but might not be good enough, and Jordan Love is good, but might not be good enough.
I like that.
I do think there's a big thing here where the Packers are short on superstars.
Correct.
Yeah. And the Eagles were not.
Correct.
The two guys they added that made a big difference were not superstars. And what we're pointing to is the Packers need, and the reason why Trey Hendrickson, his name we've mentioned, Davante Adams, DK Metcalf, you can quibble with how much of superstars they are, but that team, the foundation of that team, has been set for a while. They've got guys all over the field that make impacts. Look at the Packers, you see a couple of guys, you hope Edgerrin Cooper can become one, you hope Jordan Love turns into old Jordan Love.
Right.
Other than that, you don't really have a case for anyone. Xavier McKinney?
Yeah. That's it. That's about it.
They're bereft of superstars.
What was that word? He did that
bereft.
On purpose.
That's a good word. I like that.
You know what that means?
Yes, I do. Short, but it's trying to be fun. Trying to be.
He does
smart.
That. He does that.
Yeah, there's no. Nobody
I did that to you on purpose.
Nobody he tosses around large vocabulary just to stump me.
Sometimes when I do it well enough, I get him to use it wrong too. He repeats it. Thinks he could try it.
I think you're bereft.
I don't. I've never used that word and never will. It's a stupid word.
You should squeeze it into your broadcast. Xavier.
No, it's just stupid.
Marquette comes up bereft.
Why come up with a word that there's a certain percentage? You go, what the heck does that mean? There's no point to that. Like, all you're doing is, I don't know, showing that you've used a word that you did in a crossword puzzle, or I don't know.
Did you know Josh owns a vocabulary book that he reads every night?
I do not.
That would be fine. There's some people like that. I don't know. Seems like a waste of time to me, but
I tend to agree.
But I mean I want to emphasize this. People should like those they know who have a harmless obsession, because there are many obsessions that are not harmless.
Do you have a harmless obsession?
Probably.
Bar dice.
Yes.
Golf.
Gambling is a bad obsession that I have.
Okay.
But I've handled it so.
Golf
but
is
I
a
wish
healthy
I could
one.
Play, if I could do one thing, I wish I could play craps 24 hours, 7 days a week, every day the rest of my life.
Didn't you just say you handled it?
Right, I don't do it. I stopped doing it.
You stopped playing craps completely?
Yeah, well, I mean, almost completely, 99%, because you lose. I don't like to lose. You win some days, but you lose too much, and so.
Do you win bar dice quite often?
The bar dice is the interaction with people that's a blast, and it's not. Yeah,
that's less about winning and losing.
Correct,
that's,
because what you win and lose is so little that the time and the energy and stuff. And
playing the game,
trying to reinvent the game and stuff. Yeah,
you guys tinkering with bar dice?
Yeah, you're not reinventing the game.
Yeah, five aces, five twos, and I have another one that I'm trying to work on that they won't ever agree to. But my point
would you like to share that with us?
No, no one cares enough. But it's the interaction is, you know, if all you ever did was gamble and you never made a bet over $5, you're fine.
Okay.
But, so yeah, harmless obsession is, you know, watching every major. I mean, this is
Can we poll it? Do you have a harmless obsession?
Everybody does.
Because I'm not exactly sure what that means, to be real honest.
Something you really like to do, and people say, that's crazy. Just,
Why do you do that?
That's
called a hobby.
Finally, hobby, another word for it. Yes.
There's a difference, though. Like, some people have hobbies that don't take up much time. If I could, I would probably be either watching sports or reading 24/7. Yeah. That's just what I would be doing. But my life dictates, so I can't be doing either of those things as much as I want.
It would probably, you're right, it'd go from a hobby to where people think you spend too much time or they think it's really a weird hobby. Then my answer to that is just tell them it's a harmless obsession. Because what real harm?
Do you have a harmless obsession with Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
No. I'd have to think of what my harmless,
aversion
is. My wife would say that you have the radio or TV on at all times following sports of some kind.
I get that too.
Dude, you got a 1-hour show. You know, you really need.
Is she busting that out on you?
She says, dude, you have a 1-hour show. She hangs that over your head.
Well, no, in terms of how much preparation I do. Like, you know, maybe it wouldn't have to be on all the time now that you're a 1-hour show. I don't have an answer for that. She's right. But everybody does in this business, or in the, you do at whatever level you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I don't really know. And could I spend less time? Yes. She's right. Harmless obsession. She doesn't believe it.
Free agency day in the NFL.
Anything happen yet?
No, we got 2.5 hours home. We're 11 a.m.
Do you expect anything, any news or anything?
I do. I want to run through some names that the Packers could potentially be in.
How about the old guy from the Eagles who they let go?
We're going to talk about him. How's that sound?
It seems to me that it would be worth something, but that doesn't fit what Goody does either.
I think there's a couple old guys that could make sense.
Yeah.
We'll run through some names with Joshy coming up next as we continue to prepare. Will the Packers be active? Rob Domofsky reporting a week ago, he expects them to be players. Well, agents expect them to be players in free agency, which starts in 2.5 hours. No Devontae, no DK, no Myles Garrett, no Max Crosby. But the Packers still got plenty of money to play with. We will dive in to what we could see happen today. Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten? A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
No Devontae Adams, no DK Metcalf, no Myles Garrett, no Max Crosby. I want to say no problem. I have a hard time saying that. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Alex Rove, Homer with you. Joshy DiMaggio running the show. It's free agency Monday in the NFL. Free agency officially opens 11 a.m. for the legal negotiation period prior to Wednesday's beginning of the new league year, when all of those trades that we've heard about and signings will all become official. But as of 11 a.m. this morning, teams can announce deals with free agents. So I just want to bring up a few names that have been thrown around that the Packers could potentially be in on. Now, Homer, you referenced the Eagles. Were you referring to Milton Williams or Josh Sweat? Both defensive linemen.
No. The cornerbacks. Who's the 100-year-old guy?
Darius Slay?
Yes. Yeah, they released him.
They did.
I'm open. I'll admit I don't have a scouting bureau to know how much
he
has.
No, you're okay. I really don't either. I don't know how he's been. I would assume he's been serviceable. They need a corner.
Goody never changes. He always.
You're fully out on Jair being back. You think there's zero possibility he's back?
Yes, I got a better chance. You got a better chance of playing for the Packers next year than he does. Yes, because I believe that he's told him, I never playing for this team again.
Yeah, I think you're probably right in that.
The news about them not even seeking a cut down contract, like a cheaper contract, would tell me that
it's over.
They don't believe there's any amicable.
Well, and their complaint, I think, is aside from their complaint, he's hurt all the time.
Yeah, he's hurt all the time.
I mean, that's legitimate.
I mean, it's the same thing they went through with David Bakhtiari, right? Where if you're on the field, great. You're just not on the field.
Yeah, so I don't think they have any interest in taking any risk because of the injuries. The other stuff they could probably deal with.
Josh, you're smarter than me on this. Do you think they would announce he's released sometime today? Would that be a today thing?
Typically, but they don't have to until if they're dead set on getting a trade done.
They can
you
wait
don't
as
have
long
to
as they want.
Yeah, until like you know their like training camp or whatever sets in where he officially
probably
gets paid.
The draft. That timeline.
I'd have to look at his contract. I mean, if you wanted to do right by your players and have not have it get around that the Packers held on to you way too long and made it hard for you to find a home, you would typically make it earlier rather than later, but there's nothing forcing them to cut him today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be curious to see when we get news on that. But, I mean, as we've been saying all offseason, the odds are
I mean, shouldn't you be able to get a conditional seven?
You'd think. But does anybody want to take on that contract?
I think so. I would. Oh, yeah.
I think
after Christian Kirk got traded for seventh?
Yeah, correct.
Jair Alexander was an all-pro.
Right.
Christian Kirk hasn't sniffed right. one.
No, I'm interested in Jair Alexander somewhere else.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, if he can stay healthy and if he can be on the field, he's obviously and a terrific addition.
I don't even have to count on him being on the field all the time. I mean, he played for Terrell Buckley, and now he kind of seems like a Buckley where
yeah. –
You know, he's a guy you would want on the field and can make plays. How much he's on the field,
that is hard to determine.
Right, I'm not going to pay him huge money.
Kind of against the Green Bay Packers MO, right? If you can't have the best ability, which is availability, they typically aren't going to stick with you very long. And they have with Jair for, 3 years now, it seems? He's battled those injuries and hasn't been on the field. So it's probably over and done with there. Chef Ed chimes in. This is a name I wanted to ask about. Khalil Mack has been floated around, obviously the former Bear, former Charger. If he's cheap, I'm into it. But he's in his mid-30s. Is that something Goody would look into?
I'll be Goody. It's an old. I believe in the development of our young players more than taking the old man.
There's something rich about a 70-year-old man referring to a 35-year-old man as an old.
I just think that's how Goody would say it.
NFL, 35 is ancient.
What's the point here? And your answer would be, well, we want to be better this year. Can't the young players develop and also have an old guy there? There seems to be a mix there that Goody doesn't believe in, which I'm not the first one to say it, I think can be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the offensive line last year in the playoff game.
Crumbled with one injury.
Because he would never – that's where the 40-year-old guy comes in.
Yeah.
And you – understand not how good, but you can only be so bad.
Uh-huh.
That they were so bad, that should never happen.
Yeah, it didn't help their first-round pick was injured.
Correct,
yeah.
But even that injuries happen in the offensive line.
They do. That's accurate.
So that wasn't like five guys got lost on the bus coming to the game. You know,
it kind of looked like that, though.
Yes, it was that bad. I would never fire a GM because of that. But if you were close to firing, that would have been the final straw. You can't ever be that bad. That could have cost them the game. I don't think it did, but it prevented them from having a chance to win the game.
Exactly. I totally agree. It certainly played a role. It may not have been the only reason, but it played
you
a role.
You can't. There's a point. Just like I say some coaches, they don't get fired because they lose. They get fired because they embarrass.
Yes.
And that was embarrassing. From a GM standpoint, way worse than any first-round pick he's ever made.
Okay.
Then that would have never happened with one or two old guys.
Veterans, olds, as you just referred to.
Right, now I know you have to pay him and all the different.
I don't know that he will take a swing on a proven veteran, right? A Khalil Mack, and I saw a couple people text in. That name. And look, I see people swearing on the YouTube chat. Why does it matter how old they are? Because that's just not what he does.
And he wants that time to be used on the young guy. So the guys he gets are kind of in the middle where he thinks they're better than other people do.
Also,
but they're not old. Who's the last old guy he brought? Oh, the kicker.
McManus. Yeah. But I don't know that he really counts. It's kind of a different situation.
I mean, the last old guy they had, they shipped off in Preston Smith.
Yep.
Right.
And age is very important in the NFL.
It is.
Yeah.
If your speed drops, your ability, your wiggle drops, your ability to recover from injury drops as you get older.
And the level you're playing at. The kicker was fantastic. It was just a weird situation.
Yeah.
If he had not had the legal problems he had, there's no way he would ever be with the Green Bay Packers.
That is correct. So, but
the Packers roster under Aaron Rodgers got old.
It did.
We saw the results.
Yeah, and I'm not saying do a complete 180 from what you've done the last 2 years, but some proven commodities certainly would not help this team. And my fear that I continue to bring up and will continue to bring up, unless Goody, quote-unquote, uses that urgency that he preached about at the end of the season, is being the youngest team in the league is not working, A, and B, yes. just don't get left behind the pack.
There's
seeing the Rams and Commanders make moves, even the Bears, and I'm not saying the Bears are ahead of the Packers by any means, but seeing these teams say, okay, we were not good enough here, we need to upgrade here and upgrade there, the Packers haven't done that. Yeah. And to not even reach
their
out
answer,
to Devontae Adams is
the upgrade will occur with the ones that are on the roster.
Which... we tried that last year, and I'm not super confident that it will work the second time around. It's a
legitimate concern.
Thank you, Homer. but apparently it is not the definition of insanity, because neither of you subscribe to the fact
no,
that
No, I get it. But we're discussing it's all about what you think is going to happen versus what you think. Like, who would wow you? Who would wow you if the Packers added that person to the team?
Who would wow
me? Yeah, where you would say... all right, Goody. Way to go, Goody. I don't know. Is there anybody left?
I was going to say Devontae probably would have been that name for me.
I mean, if they get one of these Charvarius Ward, DJ Reed, I would be impressed.
I guess okay.
They're
going to
have a lot of they're going to have a lot of suitors. Milton right. Williams would be one.
Okay, all right.
Where it's like this guy has a serious case to be a difference maker day one for the Green Bay Packers.
Correct. I mean, Milton is an interesting one. He was the best player on the field in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wouldn't be impressed with Khalil Mack.
I would not either.
Despite the name brand.
However, I would still go,
how about
we're taking shots. I like that. Yeah. I wouldn't be
See,
I wouldn't
this
be over
is where
moon.
He gets me. Sometimes he just wants action for action. And it's
how
much
just
material?
Do something.
How much I'm not just do something.
If that do something is you can't defend it. You don't have to say do something. When you say Devontae Adams, you don't have to say do something.
Right.
You say
Devontae Adams. Well, maybe I'm just desperate.
Clearly.
That's clear.
You both say clearly. Okay.
Yeah, are desperate, but that's not an what do you call them, dumb? That's not a dumb or stupid opinion. That is a legitimate opinion based on Goody. Explain to me how you're going to get back up where you were before as a one-seater. You were a player. Disappointed what happened in the playoffs, but you were a player. 7, you're not a player. You did it once at 6, but there were other issues as far as how good you were at the end of the year. You were not a 6 at the end of the year. There are 7.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come on.
Let's be better than a 7.
Yes, because we know what happens when you're a 7.
You lose. Yeah.
And you have no chance.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't even a 7 when they won it as a 6.
Yeah.
7's even worse.
Yeah. There was not a 7 when they won it as a 6.
So your position is very reasonable.
Thanks, Homer. Appreciate that. Josh, you and I with you for a special edition of Mr. Irrelevant, 12:15 start on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. Jason Wilde will join us as we break down all the happenings in free agent later this afternoon, well, early this afternoon, beginning at 12:15 on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat. Homer and the Doctor of Football will have you from 5 to 6 tonight, hopefully reacting to something. Just do something.
I would vote no.
Okay. Desperation.
Just do something is... how you end up like the Titans or the Giants or the
bad.
Cowboys.
They've got more talent on the roster
right,
than that.
But if you were to approach the offseason as just do something, that's how you end up with a team like that.
I tend to agree. And obviously I'm being a little bit of a jerk when I say just do something. I don't completely mean that. Do something calculated.
To say, because just do something within that fits MVS.
Well, I'm afraid that MVS might be part of the just do something.
MVS is just something.
Is it less than something?
No, it's basically irrelevant. I mean, but he's added to the team. But
I got bad news. If MVS is on the roster,
I think he might be.
Week one, he'd be probably one of the leaders in snap count from wide receiver.
Of course he would be. They need some sort of plan
but I want,
to replace Christian Watson.
Yes, I want MVS and something else. I don't want just MVS.
It might be MVS and a draft pick.
Well, okay. I mean, I prefer MVS and somebody with a veteran source. There's got to be other MVSs out there because nobody other than us knows that MVS is out there.
It's a fair point, actually.
going to the dealership and coming out with an MVS is like coming out with a Dodge Dart.
Yeah, so you need two. You need a couple of them, right?
Or two Dodge Darts.
Because you got a chance that one of them will go good. It's too big a risk with one. I don't know. Make the list of the MVSs out there.
He's not quite a Pinto, but he's definitely
yes,
a Dart.
But are there other? There got to be MVSs out there that are a little better.
I don't know about that. I'll take a look.
I'll look at free agency.
I'll take a look for you. We will
vertical,
update you.
Vertical
threat. All right, I'm looking for him in the break. We will wrap up Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Homer and Strofan, right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wrapping up Jet Game and Chewy on a Monday morning. Alex Strove, Homer in. Joshy DiMaggio, as always, running the show. Well, I did some research for you.
Yeah.
Don't sound so excited.
No, I'm excited on the research. I'm going to know more. Might not be good, but.
Do you know who De'Ami Brown is?
I do not. No, I do not.
Joshy?
Yes. I believe he was a second round pick for the Commanders.
Third round pick in 21, yeah.
He really did nothing until this year when he was foisted into action and had some good games late for the Commanders.
What I am reading on NFL.com, quote, for two magical playoff weeks, Brand became the Commanders' top receiver while showing off impressive burst and a variety of routes. That short stretch has earned him some free agent money. He ran a 4.45 40, which isn't...
Not that special.
Not that crazy.
Mm.
RAS score of 8.38, a relative athletic score.
10 is highest. 10
is the highest, yeah. Mm-hmm. Might be your guy, Homer. De'Ami Brown.
I'll listen to both of you. I don't have any
Nicole
idea.
Nicole Hardman?
Yeah, right. I mean, you just the options are not plentiful in the free agent wide receiver market.
My assumption, they would want him back now if he finally performed at a level they thought he was capable of.
He's going to get more money elsewhere, it sounds
well,
like.
Well, but and if they don't want him, then that would make me very iffy. Because shouldn't they want him back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's had two good games, really.
I know.
Ever.
I mean, so that they know more about him than the two games.
Uh huh.
Yes, they do.
I mean, you think of
if you look at his production, it was virtually like nil. Like he was basically he was less than MVS.
Will the Packers be players in free agency? Starts up at 11 a.m. We are 2 hours away from finding out what the future of the Packers will look like, at least in terms of free agents. Will Goody be a spender? Will he be a player for a second straight year?
Does he sign someone agency? Today?
Yes, I think he does. What?
Homer?
That I don't have the answer.
I'll vote no.
Oh, boy.
No, but it doesn't have to be today. It does for you, but
I
think he'll make the team better? Yes, I think he will.
That does it for us. Chewy's back tomorrow. Will the Attouch coming up next, breaking down all things free agency.